USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 new cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 2,011 Americans died of the disease Friday as well. The case spike comes as a vaccine against the virus may be days away from FDA approval. Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine, which is up for an emergency use approval next week. He tells Fox News about the side effects he experienced after getting the vaccine.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically muted all the effects.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.